You reach the four bronze pigs, and if you squint, you can just make out the alien bee returning to its home on the Beehive Corner building at the western corner of Rundle Mall. To be honest, you're a little stung by the fact it's not made of gold. Surrounding you, Truffles, Horatio, Oliver and Augusta, the pigs unveiled in Rundle Mall in 1999, are enjoying a day out. You read the title of the book in your hand again, The Three Little Pigs. You suppose that if there are only three little pigs in the story, that one of these four bronze porkers could in fact be a moodling. You decide to check in with one of your more unusual contacts who lives in the bin where Oliver is snuffling. He looks very much like a half-eaten apple. By the time you realise that it really is a half-eaten apple, and remember that your contact is holidaying in a bin by the mall's balls, the gnarl catch up with you, huffing and puffing from their encounter with the bee, still lugging that enormous picnic basket.
Get him, Shorty!
The taller one pants.
On it, boss!
Puffs Shorty. As Shorty grabs for your arms, you think about running. But your curiosity about the picnic basket gets the better of you, and you decide to let them catch you. They push you against Truffles, the standing pig, while they catch their breath, staring at you with their bulging yellow eyes, sweat dripping like rain from their rubbery blue skin.
Captain,
says Boss.
Let's talk business. Important business, adds Shorty.
I'm listening, you reply, intrigued.
If you hand over the moodlings, says Boss, we'll lift your Never Galaxy curfew.
For life, adds Shorty.
We didn't bring all the makings of moodling pie for nothing.
Boss rattles the picnic basket in your face.
The moodlings are missing, you explain. They never returned to my ship, but if you can find them, they're all yours.
In fact, one of my contacts saw them down by the river, and before you can finish your sentence, the gnarl take off down Rundle Mall, lugging their picnic basket behind them. You quickly stand as a suddenly lively Truffles turns into a moodling in small human form.
Oh, that was fun,
it says, taking your hand. You smile at your reflections in the shop window, which shows the moodling in its natural slug-like form. Wait, that reflection doesn't look like you. You gape as the penny drops, two slug-like reflections next to each other. You're a moodling too. It takes you a moment of hard thinking, but your real memories slowly come back. A vision of you bounding out of the small marble box at the Venus statue and colliding with the captain. Your intense curiosity about what it felt like to be in charge of your very own spaceship. In the distance, you spot the real captain coming down the mall towards you, looking hot and scowly and completely unfun.
Where to now?
You ask your moodling mate as you join it in small human form.
The river,
it says.
It's time for a game of gnarl chasey.
You laugh and skip off together, leaving nothing but a telltale shimmering trail and your copy of Three Little Pigs.